thoughts on the Bible.
Thoughts on Ida.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this is some bitter white tasting powder that people used to have to take for malaria. Into the Q-Z-I-N-I-N-E. Okay. So yeah, it turns out a terminally ill patient, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
was too far gone.
Okay, well, he did what? He
died.
If you were at a funeral and you were talking to the family and you didn't want to come out and say, well, I'm sorry, here so-and-so died. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to use the word died. What's another way of saying?
Passed away.
Have you ever heard anybody use a joking way of saying that, or a crude way? Like, I'm glad the old skin went finally.
Killed totally.
Okay. You ever heard kicks the bucket?
Uh-huh.
Or crows?
Yes.
Both of them?
Uh-huh.
What you might say?
Kick called the kick back.
Okay. Talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
What would you call a place where people are buried? That's the
cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Graveyard.
What about the box that people are buried in?
Coffin. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Casket. Mm-hmm.
And the ceremony for the person you're going to is?
Funeral.
People who are dressed in black at a funeral, you say they're in what?
Mourn.
Did they just say they're in mourn or? So if somebody just met you on the street, you were walking along, and said, well, how you doing? You know, asked them about your health, what would you say if you were just feeling, you know?
Just fine.
Okay. And if somebody's troubled about something, you might say, well, it'll be all right, just don't
worry.
A disease of the joints that bothers old people. They say they've got a touch of
arthritis.
Yeah. And this is a disease you don't hear too much about anymore. The children used to get it. They would get sores in their throat, and their throat would close up, and they'd suffocate because they couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound like that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow. Anything for that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of jaundice or yellow jaundice?
Uh-uh.
Do you have any idea how you would pronounce that? It's spelled J-A-U-N-D-I-C-E.
Jaundice.
Jaundice.
Uh-huh.
That's a new one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If somebody just had his appendix removed, you'd say he probably had an attack of
appendicitis.
And if somebody eats something that disagrees with him, he might say, well, I'm going to have to go in the bathroom.
You're talking about the garbage
Attack. All right. Any other words? He has to...
That's all.
You
say
vomit?
Yeah.
Those words that you mentioned, regurgitate and throw up, are those okay, or would you consider them joking or crude?
Uh-uh. That's okay, uh-huh.
What about vomit?
That's okay.
That's okay, too. Mm-hmm. So you would say you have to
vomit.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard anything that you thought was funny, or that you kind of disliked?
I don't like vomit that much.
Okay. What about
cute? I don't like that. Well, I use that with maybe babies.
Hmm. You'd say the baby?
Cute.
Yeah. Okay. That's not necessarily bad, though?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Have you ever heard a word like bark? You had to bark?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about upshot?
Mm-mm.
Somebody who's that way, you say he's sick where?
In stomach.
If you wanted to indicate something that was going to happen in the future,